top of mind. The CFTC issued staff guidance Friday greenlighting US-regulated perpetual futures, approving Kalshi's BTC perp contract, and granting Coinbase Financial Markets a no-action letter to route US clients into offshore perps via its Deribit subsidiary. This is structurally significant. It onshores 90 itals in annual offshore volume into regulated venues, with Kraken planning a US launch within 30 days. The guidance is staff-level, not formal rulemaking, reversible by a future administration, but it represents the most concrete market structure shift of the crypto cycle. For positioning, it expands legitimate US leverage access and deepens liquidity linkages between domestic and offshore books. Market structure, BTC trades, Seyina Zana Sus 600, 73 AI Zona 100, its lowest in 6 weeks, off 12% from early May highs above 82K. Spot ETFs logged a record 10-day outflow streak, totaling 2.97 B since May 15th, with IBITS 527.8 Metcon single-day redemption on May 27th, the fund's second-largest ever. Year-to-date ETF flows have turned net negative, 596 Metas outflow per SOSO value. On-chain demand structure deteriorating. CryptoQuant reports whale, 1K 10K BTC, balances contracting year-over-year at the fastest pace of 2026. Dolphin balances decelerating below trend, a setup it explicitly compares to March 2022. Long-term holder supply at a record 15.8 N BTC, but analysts characterize this as absence of new buyers, not accumulation. Options, bears control Friday's 9 Baital of Deribit expiry with BTC sub 74K, put call ratio 0.8, neutral slight improvement. June 26th, 80K call implies only 18% probability. 500 binos of bid liquidity clusters near 70K, 72K. Cash 2 balas in longs face liquidation risk there. Sentiment flags, most lopsided positive social sentiment ratio of 2026, 2.03 bullish bearish. Noting the prior two peaks preceded short-term pullbacks, a contrarian warning against the ETF outflow backdrop. Characterization, labeled as such. Policy and institutions. Jamie Dimon publicly declared war on the Clarity Act, calling Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong full of shit on Fox Business, and pledging JP Morgan and the banking industry will fight the bill over stablecoin yield provisions. The ABA is running an active lobbying campaign. Polymarket currently prices Clarity Act passage at 59% by year end. Texas formalized its strategic Bitcoin reserve, named an advisory committee, CleanSpark CFO, Cormint CEO, SMU law professor, ERS investment chair, and issued an RFP to transition 10 MITs and IBIT holdings into direct BTC custody within 60 days of contract award. Strategy faces rising scrutiny over its 15B preferred stock burden carrying 1.5B in annual dividends. Arca CIO Jeff Dorman called the situation out of hand. CEO Fong Le confirmed the company may sell Bitcoin. Polymarket gives Dozen a 90% odds of a MSTR BTC sale by Decanal 31. At 8:43 AM 7:38 BTC and an AVG cost of $75,700, Strategy is 2K coin underwater at current prices. US Treasury Secretary Bessent confirmed M1B in Iranian crypto seized, nearly double the prior April estimate as part of Operation Economic Fury. The largest single action, Tether froze 304 FIFOR in USDT, linked to the IRGC in late April. Network and industry. CME Bitcoin futures go 24-7 starting Friday, permanently ending the weekend gap phenomenon. Several open gaps remain on the chart, the lowest near 67K, which will persist, but no new gaps will form. Core Lightning DOS vulnerability disclosed. Fixed in CLN 26.04, a remote peer could crash any inbound channel accepting CLN node by sending an all-zero TXID during the channel opening handshake. Fixed via responsible disclosure during a Summer of Bitcoin 2025 internship. Bitcoin Depot, BTM, filed Chapter 11, shut its 9,000-plus ATM network, and faces a federal class action over fraud facilitation. FBI reported 333 memaltas in Bitcoin ATM fraud losses in 2025. Sequence, SQNS, completed its Bitcoin treasury unwind, selling 80% plus of peak holdings, now holds 658 BTC unencumbered. Shares rose 10% on the announcement. Macro linkages, US-Iran ceasefire uncertainty is the dominant macro driver for BTC. Renewed airstrikes near the Strait of Hormuz triggered the sharpest single-day BTC drops of the current streak, with WTI crude near $92 BBL. Equity markets, S&P 500 at record 7,568, and crypto have decoupled sharply, with capital rotating into AI semiconductor names and gold. Fidelity Digital Assets notes BTC has outperformed many traditional benchmarks during recent flare-ups in global conflict, but that anticipated follow-on from gold's 30% earlier year surge has yet to materialize for Bitcoin. Characterization from Fidelity report labeled standouts. SpaceX disclosed 18,712 BTC, a 1.4B, in its IPO S1. A Tesla merger would place 30,221 BTC under one Musk-controlled entity, ranks number 5 among public corporate treasuries. Paxos received SEC registration as a clearing agency, the first blockchain-native firm, enabling blockchain-based U.S. equity settlement. Direct TradFi infrastructure milestone. Texas Comptroller RFP notes existing IBIT shares don't appear in any Texas Treasury 13F filing. Custody of current holdings unverified. Flagged by the block, single-sourced. CFTC and Gemini jointly moved to vacate a 2025 consent order, with CFTC acknowledging the original 2022 enforcement relied on a witness known to be lacking in credibility. Regulatory reversal sets precedent. Gravity Bridge, Cosmos, drained of 5.4 mans in suspected signing key compromise. Attacker laundered portion via ChangeNow and Binance, still holds $2,100 ETH. DeFi bridge risk continues.